This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A church in Denver's Sunnyside neighborhood is becoming a hub for Ukrainians to mourn, meet, and pray. CPR's Paolo Jalsita was there Sunday.
Transfiguration of Our Lord Ukrainian Catholic Church is the only place in Denver you can find Ukrainian language services. And according to longtime parishioners, the pews have been full in recent weeks. Teres Overchuk, who moved to Colorado a decade ago, says he's not religious, but chose to attend Sunday service when the invasion began.
It's like a place where you can meet Ukrainians and we can try to understand what to do next.
Ukrainians in Colorado have been organizing large rallies and pressing U.S. lawmakers to do more for their homeland. But for some, it feels like praying is all they can do. I'm Paolo Jalsita, CPR News.
Faster federal funding will speed up work at the Colorado Smelter Superfund site in South Pueblo. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports.
Some $4.7 million from the federal infrastructure bill targets the site of the former smelter. This will allow the Environmental Protection Agency to resume soil sampling and testing there this year instead of in 2024. This phase of the project determines what contaminants are on site and how they're affecting the environment. The process is likely to take several years, and a decision as to what to do at the site is expected in 2027. Meantime, work to clean up toxins and soils at nearby homes is likely to wind down later this year. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Opera Colorado opened its delayed production of The Shining this weekend. Librettist Mark Campbell hopes the popular story helps the opera attract a wider audience.
The opera is adapted from Stephen King's novel, not the Stanley Kubrick movie. And if you read the novel, it's pretty evident that it is great material for an opera. It's a thriller, and nothing is better for a thriller than the abstract art form of music.
The production was scheduled for the 2020 season before a pandemic delay. The Shining runs through Sunday. This is CPR News.